But I would like to give you some background on how SNCC emerged. As you know, the economy had begun to open up in the 50s. And the black middle class had already begun to grow. Now you had great numbers of black people, had kids in college, they owned automobiles, particularly in the South, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. These people were going to these black schools to pick up their kids, to visit their kids. But when it came to what they were going to do when they got to the college on a Sunday, there was nothing for them to do with the kids. There was no park to go to. There was no restaurant to go to. There was no theater to go to. Now, the parents would never thought to say, let's go and sit in at the theater or the lunchroom. How could they? They had obligations, cars to pay for, homes to buy, children to educate. They were not going to get arrested, right? But SNCC, their kids, became the revolution of the black middle class that had increasing money but no place to spend it. The kids became a revolution by proxy of what the whole black middle class felt. How dare my daughter have to go in and buy a hat, but she can't try it on. Shoes that she can't try on, and shoes that they won't take back because black people's feet have been in them. A dress that she can't try on. Now, my point is, the parents could not revolt against this, but the kids did it for them. And you cannot understand the emergence of SNCC without seeing that class thing beginning to move in the black community. I will comment later on how that class problem complicated the civil rights movement later. But at that point, it was a creative proposition.